This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. كيف حالكم؟ أودون أوكي إن شاء الله. Yes. So this is where it becomes hard for me, because today the imams will cover Surah At-Tawbah, Al-Yunus, and a little bit of Hud. And I only have less than 10 minutes or so to summarize these surahs. In fact, I could make it very dry. Dry as like the surah talks about this, surah talks about that. But that's not the point. The point is that I want to talk to your heart. I want to touch your hearts. I want to connect, inshallah ta'ala. So, bismillah. The pages that will be covered today is from page 202 to 226, starting from Surah At-Tawbah. Surah At-Tawbah has 120 ayat. So it is considered from the Mi'in, because it's about 120. So it's considered from the Mi'in, and it is the only surah, subhanAllah, that starts without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and I will explain as to why it starts without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is also called Bara'ah, or it is also called Al-Fadiha. Bara'ah, these are void the Mushrikeen, Al-Fadiha, the surah that exposed the Mushrikeen and exposed the hypocrites as well. Let us start. Why it started, the surah, by the way, is surah that is Madaniyah, right? It was revealed in Medina. It is, in fact, almost the very last surah that was revealed. Some said that it is the last surah that was revealed upon Prophet Muhammad alayhi as-salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Bara'atun min Allah. It's Bara'ah. What is Bara'ah? Bari. Bari means innocent. But also when you say Bara'ah, Bara'ah, I disavow what you do. I'm innocent from what you do. Why it starts without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? There are a few views here. Let's start with Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali, he said radiallahu anhu, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمان أو تدل على الأمان وبراءة نزلت بالسيف. He says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is the surah. Even the Arabs at the time, whenever they used to write any letter, they would start with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Except if they were to break a treaty or to break a covenant with a tribe, they would not start with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They would start straight with the statement. Here Allah Azza wa Jal, because the Prophet Muhammad is breaking that treaty, that covenant with the Mushrikeen, the surah starts with Bara'atun min Allahi wa Rasulih. Ali radiallahu anhu says, Bara'ah nazalat bis-sayf. Bara'ah was revealed with the sword. It was very, very harsh surah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talked to al-Mushrikeen. And then there's a few gems. Let's talk about the gems. Let's talk about gem number one, verse number 24. I call this 8 verses 3. 8 verses 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so verse number 24. Qul, let's count them. Qul, say, O Muhammad. When you say Qul, Qul means say. Say, O Muhammad, tell them. Qul, in kana aba'ukum. Number one. Count with me, okay? Aba'ukum. Aba'ukum means your fathers, your parents. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم your children وإخوانكم your brothers your kindreds وأزواجكم your spouses number four وعشيرتكم your tribes that's number five okay good وأموال اقترفتموها a wealth which you have accumulated وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها and a business trade which you fear decline that's number seven. Now number eight. وَمَسَاكِنَ تَرْضَوْنَهَا and the dwelling, your houses, your properties that you love. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ قَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ If these eight are more beloved to you than three. What are these three? This is why product is verses three. Three are Allah wa Rasulih, Allah and His Prophet, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wait upon the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need a punishment from Allah. Yes, we are supposed to love our children. We're supposed to love Allah azza wa jalla, of course and foremost, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. But we're supposed to love our children, we're supposed to love our parents, we're supposed to love our spouses, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. Who loves Allah? Two hands. What a question. Yeah, the question is, who raised two hands? He was the first, only one who raised two hands. If your brother is doing this. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example. This is why I don't want it to be dry. I want to give you an example. Let's say your wife, may Allah forbid, okay, may Allah forbid. She wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then she says, wake up, made a jump. What happened? Yani, honey, in Urdu. I just didn't do this. But it's a made jump. Honey, yani, honey, vinegar, jam, all that. So she says, wake up, your son has a high fever. No, he's a high fever. Then you get up, and then your son had a not only high fever that led him to go to faint. So you take your son, 2 o'clock in the morning, you get up with your pajamas, and you go crazy. You take your son straight to the emergency. Won't you do that? Of course, your son is khalas miskin, you may think he's dying. And then you take him to the emergency, 2 o'clock in the morning, you go to the doctor and you cry, and your wife is crying, making Allah, 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 making dua. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're still in the emergency, and the doctor comes, you know, emergency at 2 o'clock in the morning, you have to wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and then the doctor comes, they check on your son, they gave him something, and then the son becomes alright, he's fine. And then you come back home. 5 o'clock, 5:30, you're back home, you're tired, you go back to sleep. As soon as you go back to sleep, you hear, Allahu Akbar. The call, and Fajr, what are you going to do? And you have to work tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. Are you going to wake up the same way you woke up to take your son to the emergency? I will leave it up to you to decide. This is why Allah, as you say, if you love your kindreds or your wives or your families more than Allah, those of His Prophet, then wait about the decision of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the... No, this is special. This one is special. Special, I'd rather you do tasbih with your hands. But those who do long tasbih, they want to count like maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I have this called tasbih counter, digital counter, right? How many months do we have? Arabi months? Islamic months? 12. Which is the very first month that we start with? Muharram. Okay, now it's coming. In Muharram, sisters, this is for the sisters because they are sisters. Sister Faiza, give them the mic. Alright, Sister Faiza, tell this is the question for the sisters. How many Muharram months we have? Or Haram months? Sacred. Are you sister? How many months which are sacred that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran? Four. What are they? What are they? Huh, sisters? Muharram? Rajab?
Shaban?
No, move. Give her chocolate. Move. Huh? Let me talk to a brother. I want four in sequence. Who can give me four in sequence? Ay wahi.
Muharram.
Rajab.
She got it.
Let's start with the beginning. Rajab. Because Rajab was singled out Rajab. And then you have Dhil Qi'da, Dhil Hijjah, and Rajab. And yes, Al-Muharram. So Sister Faiz, I will give you this and then you give it to her, inshaAllah ta'ala, later on. So these are the four sacred months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ الْحُرُمِ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, in these 4 months, do not wrong yourselves. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about them in Surah At-Tawbah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something beautiful here. Really beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the Prophet Muhammad when he migrated from Mecca to Medina with Abu Bakr. And then they went to hide into this mount called or the cave of Thor. And then he was with Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr was so scared because he was thinking, or maybe he was thinking that Quraysh would come and try to kill Prophet Muhammad. So he goes inside the cave to clean up, to make sure the cave is safe. Then he goes first, covering all the holes. And then he called Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad came in, he was so tired. He slept on the lap of Abu Bakr. And then Abu Bakr got bitten by a snake or a scorpion. And he was in pain. He could not wake up the Prophet Muhammad. And then he cried and the teeth fell off of the cheek. the cheek of the Prophet Muhammad who came up, yeah, what's going on, yeah, Abu Bakr, yeah, Abu Bakr, I think I was beaten by a scorpion. And then the Prophet Muhammad blew on his feet as if nothing has happened to him. And then Quraysh, lo and behold, they happened to be there. Who told them about the cave? Allahu A'lam, they came there. And then the Prophet said, Abu Bakr was saying, ya Rasulullah, if they were just to lean down, they will see us. They will see us. The Prophet Muhammad wasn't scared, but Abu Bakr was. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوا, verse number 14. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. Here's what I want you to take with you home today. لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He said in his brother, his friend Abu Bakr, لَا تَحْزَنْ. Brothers, sisters, don't worry. Allah is with you. And if Allah is with you, you have everything. But if Allah is not with you, then you don't have nothing. You missed out on many things, on everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the building of Masjid Dirar by this man, the head of the hypocrites, when he tried to build or establish this masjid and then to contaminate the climate between the Muslims. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, so he went and he destroyed that masjid and he built a new masjid. Before building Masjid al-Nabawi, he built this masjid called Masjid Quba. Huh? Quba. Hey, everybody. Quba here and Quba there. All right, because I hear it from here, I hear it from there, and I heard it from there back too. Mahmoud, all the way here. Quba, here we go. Bismillah. Jazakallah khair. So Allah is supposed to talk about Masjid Quba, the Masjid al-Usis ala taqwa, the Masjid that was built upon taqwa. Allah is talking about the very first Masjid that was built in Islam, Masjid Quba in Medina, before Masjid al-Nabawi. Surah Yunus, in general, just quick. Quickly, Surah Yunus talks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, down. One ayah, one gem. We got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَائِمًا أَوْ قَاعِدًا فلما كشفنا عنه ضره مر كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مسه. When a man is being afflicted with some evil, some harm, he will call upon us, sitting, sleeping, walking. He will say, please, Sheikh, make dua for me. I need a job. Please make dua for me. I'm sick. He's everywhere he goes. He comes to the masjid. He's praying, making dua. And then when Allah alleviates his pain, he comes and he forgets about Allah Azza wa Jalla as if nothing has happened to him. The essence of the message here, sisters and brothers, don't forget about Allah. You may be going to difficulties and you go on and you say, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate insha'Allah ta'ala and will help you. But once Allah Azza wa Jalla does that as a test from you, don't forget about Allah in Ramadan. Don't be coming to Ramadan and then after Ramadan say, Zakallah, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please stick to the masjid, stick to the environment of iman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, to reward you. Barakallahu fikum, jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.